From WFUV in New York, this is the FUV Music Review. Learn more about us and support this service at WFUV.org.
Claudia Marshall with you weekday mornings on 90.7 WFUV.org. Nora Jones' new record called The Fall is out today. And we're going to take a long, hard look at that with our music critic, Anthony DeCurtis. Welcome back, Anthony.
A pleasure to be here, as always.
This has been billed as a change of direction for Nora. Do you feel like that's a bit of a red herring? I mean, obviously the sounds are somewhat different.
There's a little bit more going on the bottom of these tracks. I mean, rhythmically, you know, she's attempting more. She played guitar, really, primarily on the record, rather than piano. And, you know, she's worked with some other musicians. You know, she's got Smokey Hormel, a guitar player, who's worked with Tom Waits, among others. The great Mark Ribot, you know, just a terrific guitar player. Those guys, it's impossible for them to execute cliche. You know, they just are so original as players. So there's a fresh feeling about it. You know, I think that musicians always... you know, to find their way into a project, I think that they think up the ways that it's a departure for them. Whereas I think that most of their fans, the people who follow them, you know, immediately identify the aspects of, you know, in this case, Nora Jones' voice, which, you know, is very identifiable and I think very beautiful. I mean, if you listen to a track like Light as a Feather, it's a song she co-wrote with Ryan Adams. There's a different feel there. You know, it doesn't sound like the typical Nora Jones song, even as that voice, again, just immediately identifies it as Nora Jones. So there's a nice kind of tension there between, I think, trying some new things musically, but, you know, in her singing, she's who she is, and I think we have some gratitude about that.
One review said something about she sounds more interested in her work than has in you, which is a little bit of a left-handed compliment.
Yes, I would say so. Well, there is a strange kind of detachment that I've always found kind of alluring. You know, she does hold something back. It's like the show was over, to escape, walk away. And because of the nature of this particular record and its themes, I have no idea what's going on in her personal life, but this sounds to me like a breakup record. That degree of detachment in her performance, I think, works there. Critics tend to want that degree of, just emotional nakedness. You know, I'm standing on the cliff and, you know, this is... my moment of tremendous emotional turmoil. You know, she's not going to give you that. You know, and there's something about that withholding aspect, I think, that works for what she does.
The song You Ruined Me, to me, is ruined by a bass part that is more plodding than perhaps would be the case if she had an acoustic upright bass player. It would seem very heavy to me.
You know, she was very intrigued by Tom Waits' records, and, you know, that kind of stuff goes on all of his work. And, you know, some people regard that as a distraction, you know, from what the song is. You ruined me now, would have liked it, but I'm ruined. Do you have a plan? Because I'm You've Ruined Me, I mean, to me, is... I paid a lot more attention to the lyrics and to the emotion that the song is about. You know, and I think that element of struggle, I guess. You know, that sense of, you know, you've had a lover that in some ways has made you not really want anybody else, but is also no good for you, is something that she gets at pretty effectively. And I think the doubleness, you know, the kind of soothing quality of her voice and all of that kind of rumble underneath catches some of that emotional feeling.
The new record from Norah Jones is called The Fall. It is out today. And our music critic, Anthony DeCurtis, is contributing editor at Rolling Stone and is also the editor of a new collection called Blues and Chaos, the music writing of Robert Palmer. We'll be talking more about that in the weeks ahead. And next week on the Music Review, we're going to talk about this new choral record by Ray Davies. We'll see you then, Anthony.
A pleasure.
From WFUV in New York, this is the podcast of FUV's Music Review. Learn more about us and support this service at WFUV.org.